Amy Leinhardt from Allegra Marketing, Print and Mail. A rare visit. Amy, where have you been?
I've been in the trenches working hard.
I had hair the last time you were here.
And mine wasn't as gray, so there you go.
How are you doing?
Doing well. Getting through the summer, and business is plugging along, and happy to say that. We've been blessed.
I think the last time you were here, if I recall, you were had just made some expansion into your, into your business. You just turned it over, and then we had the pandemic.
Yeah. About 3 years ago, we rebranded in it, Allegra. And I think right before that, I had purchased Anderson Printing. So, the past few years, we went through some changes. And yes, then the pandemic hit. And, like I said, we've been very fortunate. We're considered essential. We do mailings, which is considered essential. So, and that really amped up with COVID. So we do mailings. We've been doing a lot of direct mailings for a lot of nonprofits and that kind of thing, just to keep their name out and keep the money coming in.
I know you have marketing right.
Yeah.
Really, in your title, you do a lot of marketing and help people with their marketing.
Yep, that was part of the big change. The addition when we became an Allegra was we really amped up our marketing services. We do, we have somebody on site now. Kathy Schroeder is our inside salesperson and outside salesperson.
When we pay Kathy on.
Yeah, she's great, and she's really brought in a lot of trade show kind of things, promotional products. We've done a lot of COVID work. Floor decaling and that kind of thing, signage for school districts, which has really helped us through the pandemic.
So what can you do for a school district to help them out?
Well, one of the larger school districts, we set up all their buildings with COVID, the floor decaling, the 6-foot floor decaling, mm-hmm. all the signage, anything regarding COVID, we can get the dispensers for hand sanitizer, anything they need. We can equip the whole school system with it.
So, do some trade show work?
Yeah, we're doing a lot. People, I'll tell you what, even though some of the trade shows were closed down for a while, we're seeing a ton of promotional products. We can put your logo on just about anything, and it's proving to be a pretty lucrative side of our business that before we had a salesperson on it, we were really not doing as much as we probably could have.
Yeah, we should tell you Allegra and Southwest Avenue.
Yep, next to Little Caesars.
Right
next door. And PC Solutions. Yep. Bought that building about 13 years ago. And
big old parking lot.
It was a Chinese restaurant when I bought it.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. It had been, I think, a laundromat and a dry cleaners, and then it was a Chinese restaurant. So it was a fun remodel. It all worked out well. It's been a great building for us. It's really, I say if I had any anything I do differently is I wish I could add more space to it, because we're really, we're pushed in there. So
now you do the standard stuff for the everyday business cards, that sort of thing.
Yes we do. We don't have really a ton of walk-in traffic as we used to. I should say our lobby is still closed. We are doing everything possible to make it as convenient as possible for everybody. We're coming out to you and curbside pickup, curbside delivery. So our lobby is still closed, but it really hasn't affected us too much. We still do, our minimums on things are about 250 pieces per item, as we try to hold it to that. Just it's a better cost savings for everybody and a price break. Our walk-in has slowed down. We have taken out like walk-in traffic, self-serve copies and faxing services during COVID, and we may just stick with that. We switched over and upbranded to Allegra, we really were trying to make kind of a conscious turn to become more of a commercial printer, more marketing towards businesses and that kind of thing. And it's taken a while. It's been 33 years, but we're finally kind of growing into that market a little more.
Is that what Allegra kind of stands for?
You know, actually, Allegra means fast. So okay. We got away from American Speedy Printing. Now we're Allegra, so they kind of still stuck it in there. But, Allegra, it started before the Allegra brand drug. Our American Speedy Printing were under a franchise umbrella, and Allegra was one of the newer brands. And switching to Allegra, what it really did is it pushed us more into commercial printing. It pushed us more, which we already had been turning to doing more digital printing than offset printing, and having a sales force. So those were some of the requirements to become an Allegra. And it took me a while. It took me almost 30 years of being at American Speedy Printing, but it's proven to be a really good turn for us. It's a little more credible than American Speedy Printing.
Amy, how have you seen technology change your business?
Boy, technology. I mean, I don't want to say we're totally digital. We still have offset equipment, but technology probably in the past 10, 15 years, really leaning towards digital. The two buyouts I did in the past 10, 12 years, a big part of that was the previous owners were not really taking the turn into digital equipment. It's an investment, but it changes so rapidly that we're usually upgrading our equipment every 3-4 years tops. And it's probably going to be, everything's going to be digital soon. You know, it's when I started out, this, here's something for you. When I started out back in, I think about 1990, we had a color printer. It was a tank, and it did about 3 or 4 a minute, one side at a time.
Yeah.
And we had to charge about $2.50 to $3 a copy to make any money. So needless to say, we got rid of that quickly. And then I had a bad taste in my mouth.
Once a tank around, you know.
We upgraded a black and white machine and turned that in, and at the time with our vendor. And it left me with a really bad taste for a long time. And maybe 8 years later, I finally took the plunge again with a color copier. And then it was doing about 12 or 15 copies. Now we're doing about 75 on the fly, and really can't tell the difference between offset and full color digital. So it's changed so much. It's made things a lot easier in a lot of ways.
Yeah. So great to have Allegra part of the big fall chili fest downtown. You're going to be one of the major sponsors.
Yeah. The radio station came to us about 2 weeks ago and asked if we'd want to take on some sponsorship. So we're doing a gold sponsorship. And I think right now, actually, Kathy's speaking with Ashley and Mark and working on getting banners and all that kind of stuff together and getting you guys whatever you need. So, yeah, we're happy to do it. You guys have supported me for a long time.
Sounds like a fun event, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds great. It's great for downtown. Downtown, you know, it's coming along. It's moving right along.
Okay, you got some construction up there.
Yes, we do.
On West End.
I almost forgot about it this morning.
Yeah.
What is it? West? High Street up to, I think, Griswold.
Block down just past the car wash there.
Yep. Right just past the car wash on High, and I think it goes right up to the park. So, yeah. So don't go that way. Go around the park.
Yeah.
Or 4th.
Go around the park, or you can take 4th Street up... High is still open.
Yes.
High Street.
Yep.
So what are your hours?
We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We're not open on weekends. You can send us an email, call in your orders, email your orders. You don't even have to come to the store. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. So, and we deliver to our larger businesses.
What if you want to, sit down with you or Kathy and maybe design something for a business?
You can come by and we'll accommodate you. Whatever you need, we'll take care of. Not a problem. And, you know, that's the beauty of having, you know, we have a salesperson, we have a marketing person, we have an on-site graphic designer. So, you know, we can take it start to finish, which was another big thing of turning over to an Allegra.
Well, good to see you again. And
thank you.
Thanks for the support on the festival downtown.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That should be fun.